eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to a game day version of the Cards Cast. Cardinal Authority senior writer Michael McCammon here. We're joined by publisher Jody Demling. Louisville has made the trip down to Atlanta, getting ready to face Georgia Tech in the Aflac kickoff game, where they'll do it in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tons of Louisville fans. Jody and I both arrived yesterday, and there was a lot of Louisville fans down here for the beginning of the Jeff Brohm era. It's also the day we learned that the ACC is going to expand. Let's talk about all that. How you doing, Jody?
It's game day. It's a great day. No, I mean, it's funny because you did talk about that. And, we've been hearing about this ACC expansion and all that kind of stuff. And they pushed it off because of the situation in North Carolina earlier in the week. And then all of a sudden it's like, here we are on game day. And now we got everything else to talk about. But what a fun day as far as game day is concerned. And what a good day for the ACC. I think, the way it's set up and the way it looks like, I mean, there's a lot of it's a lot of financial windfall for the team, the Eastern, let's call the Eastern Conference of the ACC, you know,
the Atlantic portion of the ACC. Yeah, it's kind of wild. The all coast conference now, I guess, is what we'll start referring it to. But yeah, Stanford, Cal.
Well, I've seen one thing, Stanford, Cal, and SMU, as you were saying, but I saw one thing this morning, and I've heard this. I didn't know that they would be able to pull it off, but I guess, like, for the Olympic, you know, everybody's talking about travel, and I guess for the Olympic sports, if Louisville and Boston College are playing Cal and Stanford on a weekend trip, if they're playing them on the road, I guess they're going to meet in Dallas, is what it sounds like. I don't know how they're going to figure that out, but it sounds like SMU and Stanford and Cal are going to be taking a lot of Olympic trips from their campus to Dallas. So it's almost like it's going to be a hub for them. So I don't know. I'm just hoping Louisville gets SMU early next year. Let's go ahead and get it out of the way. I mean, Stanford early next year. Let's just go ahead and get it out of the way. I mean, I'd hate to make that trip.
Yeah, the Pacific version of the league. Let's get that over and done with and not have to do it for a few years. But, yeah, certainly a new day continues to rise in college athletics as conference shuffling continues, ACC having their turn. But it is game day, you know, and actually I had a moment ago, I was looking on the balcony of the hotel and looking through the tall windows here where the team is staying in the Omni right across from the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And you could see out on the courtyard, some of the guys doing a walkthrough. So getting some last minute pointers or tips from the head coaches or their assistant position coaches on what they'd like to see. But certainly game day when you wake up and you could see a college team doing a walkthrough out the window of the hotel.
Yeah, it was nice to see some games last night. We watched them here at the hotel. And again, the team got here about 2 o'clock yesterday. They actually went to the stadium and didn't do a walkthrough. They just kind of walked around. Which is a little old school, a little Howard Schnellenberger-ish, because they used to do that all the time back in the day. Is go to the place where you're playing and kind of get a feel for it. So I think Jeff did that because of being the big stadium and the NFL stadium. So it's been fun to see how this has all come together, and now it's time that everybody to not stop talking and to start playing. And that's what we're here for. And Michael, it's been a long time of talking, and I'm ready to get some game going.
Yeah, we've got our picks, our season picks up at on the homepage of Cardinal Authority right now. And yeah, Jody, it's been it seems like an eternity ago that Jeff Brohm was announced as the head coach, because from that moment, you know, everybody's like, oh, I just can't wait to see this team. And then as he added more and more through the transfer portal, boosting, you know, the depth and the experience on this team. And then Jeff himself continually saying, hey, we're going to win long-term, but we also want to win this year. And, you know, really, you know, firing up the fan base. And just from seeing what we're seeing down here already, you could tell there's a new, and you knew it was going to exist there, a new resurgence of excitement within the fan base. I haven't seen a crowd down at a road game so excited like this for a while. So it's going to be a fun one. Obviously, it's a very important one, not just as a season opener, not just the Jeff Brohm opener, but also an ACC opener for both teams. So all games are important, but when you're playing a league game, it's even more so. So it's going to be fun. We're going to look forward to kickoff for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what the attendance is going to end up being tonight, but I would say I know Louisville sold 3,000. They sold their allotment of 3,000 tickets. Now, I think most people probably didn't pay the 100 or 150, whatever that was. I think most people went ahead and got it on the secondary market. So I would say there'd be, you know, 5,000-7,000 Louisville fans, because I think it's, you know, I would imagine the crowd's going to be, you know, 18 to 23 ish overall. I mean, I don't know that it's a, I'd be surprised if the lower bowl wasn't pretty full, but it's a huge stadium. And walking in there yesterday just reminded me of how big this place really is, and the layers and layers of seats that they have in there. So I'm excited for it. I think it'll be, you know, I think it'll be 20-ish thousand. And I think Louisville will have a good showing. And the ones that are here, I can tell you this, the ones that are here and the ones that we saw last night running around and at the little fan party they had and all that kind of good stuff are the diehard crazy ones. So they've come out in full force.
And a lot of family, a lot of player families already made it in town early and stuff. So don't want to overhype the crowd, but it certainly looks like Louisville's got a nice contingency down here, and it should be, you know, a fun environment at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which is a really cool looking building. I'm sure everybody's seen it, but
the Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, but obviously, you know, speaking about the game, there's a number of keys I think Louisville's got to, you know, click on, you know, to come out strong and get their first W. Obviously, it all starts with Jack Plummer. You know, he's been brought into Jeff Brohm, so he wants to build a team around him. So now it's go time. We've heard Brian Brohm say, okay, now it's showtime for Jack Plummer. And that's where you really like the experience he's had in playing in multiple Power Five games at multiple schools, understanding the Jeff Brohm offense, because even if you have those butterflies for a first game, that experience and that understanding of the offense is still going to be there and should help him remain, you know, pretty even keel, level headed as the game gets going. And, you know, and there's a lot of guys ready to, you know, to prove something, you know, from Jamari Thrash to the Louisville running game, to the offensive line, the tight end. So, you know, really looking forward to seeing how these guys come out. I know we made our picks, but, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, once you see the team, you almost kind of want to redo your picks. And maybe we'll do that, you know, and hopefully maybe they give them, you know, add on a few more wins as well. But really looking forward to finally getting my eyeballs on this offense. And then defensively, you know, I want to see them continue to be aggressive like they were last year.
they've got some things on offense that that excite me. There are a couple things that really do have me, I wouldn't say worried, but I'd say a little apprehensive of how good this team really can be. And Michael, that is, it's one position on each side of the ball for me. It is it's tight end on the offensive side of the ball, and it is and on the defensive side of the ball, it's linebacker. Yep. And both of those positions are the fact that, and I feel a little better about linebacker after hearing the coaches talk about where things are with TJ Quinn and that kind of thing. So I feel better about that. It's just I still kind of a little bit worried that. About the depth at those two positions. But, you know, tonight, the crazy thing about tonight is it's a tough opener. I don't think people really understand that Georgia Tech is actually pretty good. They're gritty. They're tough. They've got some transfers. I think this is a close game. I picked it a close game. I picked 28-24. I don't think you're going to see all the glitzy kind of you know, spread them out and go crazy defense or offense for Louisville. But I think I think you're going to see a really good sustained running game. And I think you're going to see Louisville take advantage of some things they've got in the trenches on both sides of the ball. And I think that's why Louisville gets this victory. It's so important to get this victory. I don't think we have to talk about it. We all know. You got to get off to a good start and not get penalties. I mean, you look at Florida last night. They go 3rd and 1 on their first possession. They jump off sides. They have to punt. The first play is an 80-yard touchdown. And pretty much everything you worked for 8 months in the offseason is gone in 5 plays. You know what I mean? So it's just like you just got to get off to a good start.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've got Louisville winning 27-20. Wouldn't be surprised if it's a little bit closer. Because I do, like you, I think Georgia Tech is an improving ball club under head coach Brent Key. He got the interim role last year, made him go 4-4 during those games. Now he's the permanent head coach, former offensive lineman for the Yellow Jackets. So you've got two head coaches that know what it means to the players, the program, the fan base, which is a nice little X factor you could throw in when you're preparing and putting your team on the field as well. So looking forward to it. 7:30 kickoff, ESPN. Jody, glad this is finally here. The Jeff Brom era about to kick off.
Yeah, it is, and I'm excited. It gets you pumped up. I mean, I just keep thinking those 3 words, Michael, and I can't wait to kind of hear what his message to this team is before the game tonight, because at some point or another, he's going to tell them, "Let's play football," and they're going to go play football. Finally, Louisville is going to play football tonight, and we're going to stop talking about everything, and we're going to get on with the football season. So it should be fun. Michael and I are both will both be in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium tonight, and we'll have it covered for you from every different angle. And for Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Demling. This has been a game day edition of the Cardgecast.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.